Talk to Gemara on, talk to Gemara. Talk to Gemara on Lama Beis Amadal. So basically, the Gemara said, if Yehuda said, we were going on the Mishnah that said, that if Yehuda said, if you have Nifridu Olav, if the leaves are spread apart, if Yehuda said, bind them together. Let's just pick it up from the two dots over there. Tanya. We learned in a Braisa about a halfway, almost halfway. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishum Rav Tarfon, the name Rav Tarfon. I'm just to get into it, because we're... Rabbi Yehuda, I don't want you to ever know what we're going to do next. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rav Tarfon, Yehuda says in the name Rav Tarfon, Kapois Tamarim. It says in the Pasuk, Kapois Tamarim, Kapois, bound together, Im Hayaparu, Yechafsenu. And if it's spread apart, Yechafsenu, bind them together. How do I know that when the pasuk says kapos tamarim, the lulvahu, that it's referring to the lulav of the what that which we take? And by the way, the one that said that the gematria yesterday was lavush, who's not chassidish, but he just says that in the lavush ayin shom. Ema charusa, maybe it's the charusa again. Charusa are the hardened lulavim when they spread apart and they become more like hard. Stick, so to speak, with these things sticking out. Maybe that's what the lulav is. Answers the Gemara, Be'ina kafa is falaka. It needs to be bound together to a certain degree, and that doesn't exist. By the charusa, in fact, the Gemara, if you want it to be bound together, ve'ema ufta, maybe it's the shoots that come out from the trunk of the palm tree that are smooth and only like one piece. And as Rashi says, in lecha kafa is minei, this is the most bound thing together because there's no way to spread apart. And says the Gemara, kafa, the fact that the Torah is saying kafois, that means that it's bound, mechlal, from there I can infer the ikaporu, that this species, but this item has from it the possibility for it to be spread apart. Vahai, and this thing, kafus va'oimid la'olam, this is bound together forever. Frek the Gemara, va'ema kufra, maybe it's the kufra, it's like charusa, it's like daim l'charus, it's partially hardened, but it's not completely hardened. Amar Abai says, no, it cannot be that, because Derechel Darchei Noyem, the Chol Nesivai Seh Shalom Ksiv, Derechel Darchei Noyem, the way of Hashem is pleasant, the Chol Nesivai Seh Shalom, and all of the pathways are peace, and this is going to prick you, pokey, it's not pleasant to use as a mitzvah. Amar Le Rav Otei Sval
Ravino. It's a different type of tree entirely?
No, it's the Charusa, but it's less. It's different stage, right? Earlier stage.
Because
Rashi
says
Hadinami 8 came in. Hadinami 8. Okay, Ella Adayim Ben Shalish Teishonim.
I understand.
But
it's
the point is palm? No, there's palm tree. It says Kapos tomorrow. That's even longer.
Couldn't you give this answer for all of these? Perfect.
No, we're saying this one's uncomfortable to hold.
Well, you're talking about Charusa? Charusa, we have a different answer.
See, the other ones don't have to be
comfortable. Kufra, we're not saying it's got thorns, are we? Rashi doesn't say
no. No. This is only for this one.
It's just woody.
That's for going on this last case.
Kufra is the only one that has
Kufra, right. Sorry.
It does have coats.
Oof. The Eloah Suyin Kikoitsin, they're made like pricky. They don't have separate things coming out. The stem, the leaves are hard and...
The reason we give this answer by this one is because this is the only stage where it's uncomfortable to hold.
Charusa also has that. Charusa would also have that stage, but we have a better answer. Because it says...
The definition is right. That it's missing a secondary.
Right, exactly. Amalei Rava Taisval to Ravina. So Rava Taisval said to Ravina, Ve'ema, and let me say that it is Tarti Kapi de Tamri. Tarti Kapi de Tamri, two clusters of dates. Kapa is tomorrow, so maybe it's two clusters of dates. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to be using for my lulav. Answers the Gemara, Kapas Ksiv. The way it's written, even though it's read Kapois with a Chaylam, but it's written Chaf Pei Saf Kapas, which means one. So it's not going to be two clusters of dates. Frak the Gemara of the Ema Chodo. So maybe fine. So it's not two clusters of dates. Maybe it's one cluster of dates. Answers the Gemara Lehahu to that, meaning to one cluster of dates. That's not called Kapas. That's called Kaf correlate. That's called a kaf. And the fact that the Torah said kaf pois tamarim, even if it was a red kaf as tamarim, it wouldn't be referring to a cluster of dates. Okay? That's why it's referring to the branch and the one that's what's spread apart. Yeah.
So kafos is telling you the requirement of being bound or to have some, but when you're talking about one branch, it's also singular. Meaning the same way that the cluster of dates is singular, so we say, well, that's kaf. Why is a date palm? And why is the singular lula kafos? I mean, that's not what it's called.
No, kaf. Kaf, the answer of kaf, lahu kaf karele, means that's what it's called.
Because, understood, so, but in the pasuk itself, without any drasha, you need to fit into the lashon of kapos, which is rab.
No, because it says kapas. So it means one branch. One branch. I'm taking one lulav.
So what's wrong with the one cluster of branch?
It's not called. That would be the wrong word to use. And it's the wrong word.
Kapas, a cluster of tomorrow.
It would have said, and the kaf and the emerition creates other kaf tomorrow.
It's an appropriate lesson for a singular palm thingy.
Palm cluster? Date cluster?
No.
Oh, palm branch, yeah.
Palm branch, but it's not an appropriate singular lesson for
date.
What do you call it?
Cluster of dates?
Cluster of dates. Cluster of dates would be called kaf.
It's called lakaf, lakami emerition. Pray tadar, kaf tomorrow. Okay, Dr. Gamar Vaitar. Tsine hara barzo. Kshero. Tsine hara barzo. Who knows Yiddish? How do you say hara barzo in Yiddish?
Hara barzo? Huru buruzo.
In Yiddish?
That was Yiddish.
Oh. They were learning about lulav, as I can say there, the koil. They had a kasha from this, because we're going to see that. Hara barzo is tsine hara barzo, it's piska shal gehenim. What is Har HaBazel? How do you say Har HaBazel in Yiddish? Eisenberg. Eisen is iron, is metal, and Berg is mountains. I was counting on you earlier. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Huh?
So barbecue's a Har HaBazel?
That's right. Amar Abaye, says Abaye.
So
the mission.
Leshen, somebody asked Leshen.
The Leshen, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you speak Yiddish? He said, Abyssal. Abyssal's garnished.
Abyssal's garnished.
He said, Abyssal's garnished.
He doesn't even speak Abyssal. He speaks Ashtikl.
Ashtikl.
Okay, Omar Abai says Abai. Loi Shonu, it wasn't taught that Sinehar Abarzal are going to be kosher, even though they're short leaves. Ella, that's only Sharoi Shoi Shalzeh, is if the top of this leaf, meaning the lower leaf, Magia reaches litzad ikroi shalzeh to the root, meaning where it's connected, of the upper leaf. So even though the leaves don't have to, like a general lulav, generally a lulav, they cover each other. Sinei harabazel have short leaves, is kosher. So tabaye, that's only taught sharoi shalzeh magia litzad ikroi shalzeh, that the top of the lower one reaches the root of the bottom of the upper one. Avo ein roi shalzeh magia litzad ikroi shalzeh, but if the top one, if the lower one does not reach the bottom of the upper one, puzzle it's puzzle. So at that point, that's only Abaye's chiddush. We learned that a brayso like this as well. Tzine harabarzel psula. The brayso says that tzine harabarzel, the date branches of lulav of harabarzel are puzzle. I frek the gemara v'ha anan tanan kshir, but our mishnah taught us that it's kosher. Rather, this teaches us ke Abaye, like the Chiddush of Abaye, or like the Hezbro of Abaye, Shema Minah, from there I have a proof that it's considered, it's only when it reaches it. V'ika deramele mirma, there are those who explicitly make this the stira, in other words, the way Abaye said, at this point, Abaye was explaining the Mishnah. There are those, says the Gemara, and we had a braisa that proved Abaye's point. There are those that said that Abaye originally was coming to answer a contradiction between the braisa and the Mishnah. It's just, you know, a different way to get to the same thing. V'ika de Raman, they remember that those that asked a stira, asked a contradiction. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, our Mishnah, Chavtes and Veis, Tzine Harabarzal Kosher, the date palms of the Harabarzal are kosher. Ah, Ivahatanya Psula, but we learned in a Braisa that they're puzzle. Amar Abaye, so Abaye answered, and he said, like Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Khan, over here, where in our Mishnah it says that it's kosher, is talking Sheroisha Shalzev at the top of this one, the lower leaf. Magia reaches Litzat Ikroi Shalzev to the root of the upper one. That's why it's kosher. Khan, in the Braisa, here in the Braisa, that says it's possible, is She'ein Roisha Shalzev, Magia Litzat Ikroi Shalzev. It's when the top one, the bottom one, the top of the bottom one doesn't reach the bottom of the top one.
So branches from that place could go this way or that way?
Yes.
I thought that I think we had it. The mice, that they were all kosher, that's why it was, that's why we could use it.
That was the Chiddush?
That was the Chiddush, that they can reach it, that's why it's kosher. That's
so why it's so why are we say, so let's just say, the real McCoy of Tzina Arab Arzel are kosher. Why, you know, it sounds like we're saying that we said Tzina Harav Arzel kosher. It's like, Tabai, 1 second. So fast. Not all Tzina Harav Arzel kosher. Some of them are kosher, some of them aren't. It's, in other words, like this. If I tell you, a lula from a date palm tree is kosher. All of them are kosher? Well, this halachas has to be for Tzvachim. There's different details. So that's the way I understood that. This is a detail that Abai is telling us that with regard to Tzina Harav Arzel, I can't just say blanket statement is kosher. I'll tell you. Only certain ones, I think. Yeah.
How do you translate Rami
Le Mirma? Rami Le Mirma, it's a double lashon, but it means ask the contradiction. Contradicted a contradiction. Meaning expressed a question, a contradiction in the Mishnah and Braisa, and Abaye was coming to answer and resolve that contradiction.
What's the Svara?
Just a shear. A shear, I don't know. I mean, it could be that the point is, a lula by definition is that they're covering, the leaves are covering each other. So, like you said, if it's not reaching it even, so I can't, it's a haste, a different min, it's a different barrier. Maybe, I don't know.
I don't know. Only had a requirement by that.
Yeah, that was going through my mind now, that we find, that's a lula does the same thing as the hadas. That's a requirement. That they have to fold over each other like that, but that's what lulav does also.
The Sephardim come out of halacha very big.
Aravas do it also.
I'm just curious
how they
just lulav in general. The Sephardim is much more big.
Come
in terms of the splitting and everything.
So hey, it's not only the. I mean, the truth is the Baladhani also had a kula dekashid about splitting, and the Vilna Gaon. They both agreed, but how far down it could split. So yeah.
The Tzina Arba Azul can be used for what?
For a lulav. For the halamim.
It doesn't look like a lulav.
It's close enough.
It's not true. Wasn't that the question of having a couple of tomorrow and lulav? And like,
well, it is. No, it is. It's a palm tree. It's the palm tree that grow near this place that's near Har Barzal. Oh, Har Barzal. Right. It's like a.
It looks more like
a lulav. No. It's sections of leaves that go up. You know, look, they have a picture in one of the books. Thank you. On the page. Like different sections of like the love. It's like this four tefachim. And there's like different sections of leaves. The bottom one reaches the. Okay, Zakti Gamar Vaitra, thank you. Amar Rab Merion, Amar Rab Shuman Levi. Rab said on the name of Rab Shuman Levi, Va'amilo, and some said it was Tani Rav Bar Mori, Mishum Yechim and Zakai. Rab Mamori said on the name of Yechim and Zakai, Shtei Tomorrow's, two date trees. Yesh, there are Begay Ben Hinnom in the valley of Ben Hinnom. Va'oila ashon mi benehem, and smoke comes out from in between these palm trees. V'zehu shashaninu, and this is what we taught. That this is what was taught. Sinya har habarzel, the palm, the lulavim of the har habarzel ksheris are kosher. V'zuhi pischa shal gehenim, and this is the opening to Gehenna. And I don't remember. The Aruch was our Aruch Lener over here who explained the Gemara what we're really doing. Like, what's the difference in? Is this, that's why it's kosher? Vizui Shishinir, in other words, Pashtus is just because, that this is like a landmark, so to speak, of where the Tzina HaRazal come from, but there is some kind of connection.
I thought you had said that this is descriptive. I mean, you're not sure what it is. Not the
right. Descriptive, fine.
Go and see what
this is the only one that has Sinai Har Barzel? Is the Sinai Har Barzel? I thought the Har Barzel was referring specifically to Gehenna or something. There was some connection.
We're not talking about Gehenna having a physical entrance?
Huh? No. I don't know. Fakir, it's in the Gemara in Shabbat, says that Chamei Tveria is considered Cham Toldos Eish.
Is there a Har Zeisim who's like Char Gehenna or something?
I haven't visited. I hope not to. Some of, oh, very good.
Right, no, it's a valley right there. Yeah,
some place where there's this thing.
It's right by the city. There's a valley down there. Yeah. There's no more.
I mean, there's a lot of valleys.
No,
there.
No. The
near Mamilo.
Yeah. No, there's a big,
By Shar Yafo.
Mamilo's
there. No, it's it's an
island.
Within Har Zeisim, there's a certain area that
I've never been there.
Neither have I. Just someone said
you go around the old city.
Oh, with the bus. When the, I've never been there.
There's
some
ways
to
it.
Scary.
It's past on
me. Okay, let's do a little bit of the Gemara, and then that's Hashem, we'll finish up tomorrow. Lulav Shiesh by Shlosha Tfachim, Lulav has three Tfachim. Amar, Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Shir Hadas Va'arava Shlosha. The shir, the minimum size of the Hadas and the Arava Shlosha is three Tfachim. The lulav arba, and the minimum size of a lulav is four tefachim. Kedei, and the lulav is a tefach more of arba. The kedei, in order, sheyehe lulav yoytim in a hadas tefach, so that the lulav should go out and above the hadas a tefach. And the nafkamina is going to be the reason why we add this. Let's say I have a hadas that's five tefachim. So can I have a lulav that's four tefachim? No, the lulav has to be a tefach more. Right, so that's why sometimes people, you'll see they pull down the hadasim. They can even cut the hadasim or the aravis, so that there should be a tefach above the hadasim and the aravis to the end of the shedra.
It's not that the bottoms don't line up.
Right? No, the bottoms aren't lined up. Right. No. Yeah, you want it to be a tefach
when
above it. Right.
And it could.
You could just cut the hadas and the aravis.
You don't have to. You could just, as long as you're
lowering it,
you're
carrying
it.
Yeah.
More that you could just pull it down.
Here. That's what we'll do. Huh?
There
could be more than a tefach. Could be more than a tefach. Yeah.
You're just playing a game. It's the sheer is taller.
It's not a good idea to do that, though.
It sounds like.
What's that?
Why can you get another?
Because it will, the leaves will come up.
Oh, if you cut it? Or
No. If you just.
You can pull it only if it's
keep on.
Only if you use the Ashkenazi.
Okay. Even if not. Because there's something that you're pulling on. It's getting
touched. I think if you wrap it when you start in the right spot.
Oh, if you put it in the right spot, yeah. I don't know why I won't do that, but okay. Omar, okay, that's the Tana Kama. Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says the Shira of the Hadas Narava is three and the Lulav is four. V'Rapranach, Omar Rav Yechanan, Rav Pranach says in the name Rav Yechanan, Shidroi Shalulav Tzorach Shiyim in a Hadas Tefach, Shiyim in a Hadas Tefach. Not that the Lulav has to be higher than the Tefach, the Shedra, the spine of the Lulav, has to be higher than the Hadas and Narava is a Tefach. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, lulav sheyesh bo gimel tefachim kedei l'naneh avoy kosher. Our Mishnah said, if you have a lulav that has three tefachim kedei l'naneh avoy, in order and enough to shake it to do the nanuim, kosher, it's kosher. So it's a kasher on everyone. Because there's three tefachim, not say four tefachim. So it's a kasher, both of Yehuda Mashmuel said that the lulav has to be four tefachim, and it's a kasher of Pranach and Rabbi Yechon, who said that the spine itself has to be four tefachim. Answers the Gemara, no. Ema, I'll tell you that the way to read the mission is not a lulav that has three tefachim is enough and in order to do it. Rather, ukedei lina ne'aboy. And it has, in addition to the three tefachim, enough to shake it, meaning another tefach, which will make it a heker that you're shaking the lulav and more chashuv. Mar kede islay, umar kede islay. This shita will say that it's for another tefach just for the lulav, and this one will say it's for another tefach of the spine of the lulav. However you want to learn it, it's not a kasha on either one. Toshma, another kasha. Shir hadas varova shloisha. The shir of the hadas and the arova is three tvachim, v'lulav arba, and the lulav is four tvachim. My lav, is it not bahadeyolin? That it means four tvachim including the leaves, not only going on the shedra. So it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel and a kasha of pranachum Rabbi Yechanan. And it's the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Levad me'olin. It means besides the leaves, meaning it's going on the shedra itself.
What's the what are we saying about what's the tashma again?
Shir, Ahada, I mean, it's really the same thing, but it's
what are we saying? My love, Ahadi, that is in.
When it says four Tvachim, it means including the leaves of the lulav. Those are included in the four Tvachim. It's not only talking about the spine. Which is those are exactly the words of Yehuda Meshmuel. And Rav Franach says, no, it just chose those words that it meant to include, meant to say that the spine itself has to be four Tvachim.
We're defining leaf as what starts after the end of the Shedra.
Well, that it's not that's when it's considered, huh?
Review.
Oh, review. Thank you. Not that that's the only thing that's considered a leaf, but it's even including that in the leaves. When we say leaf, we mean that.
Yeah.
In other words, when we say four Tvachim, we mean even parts that's only a Tvach. That's only a leaves. Again, here's a spine, and there's leaves continued.
Yeah.
So when we say you have to have four Tvachim, don't we mean that not only this is included in the four Tvachim, but even parts that only is leaves and no spine?
Right.
Come on. No, Dr. Gemara, no. When we say four Tvachim, we mean only the spine. According to our product.
Okay.
Yeah, parents?